Now, I'm joined on the line, on Zoom call actually, by Jade Bolton, who is the coordinator at Essex Map. Are you there, Jade?
Hello.
A very good morning to you. It's lovely to speak to you finally.
You too. Thank you for having me.
Essex Alliance runs the Essex Map. So can you first of all tell us about who Essex Alliance are?
Of course, yes. So the Essex Alliance is run by a group, a steering group of CEOs from voluntary sector organisations within the Essex area. The Essex Alliance is funded by the Essex County Council, and we've also created the directory, the online directory, which is the Essex Map.
So tell us about the Essex Map and how you also got involved.
Of course. So the Essex Map is essentially an online directory which anyone in Essex can use. The URL for the Essex Map is essexmap.co.uk. It's a free tool which has been designed for communities to become close together, helping the public find services, groups and activities available in your local area. And this covers the whole of Essex as a county. One of the reasons the Essex Map was created as a directory is for those organisations which really help their local communities. So they can be voluntary organisations, charities, community groups, which we saw a lot of come out of the back of COVID-19. We had a lot of community groups, as well as groups who were picking up prescriptions for people and stuff like that. Essentially groups and organisations which aren't looking to make a profit but really helping to give back to their local communities. If you have one of those organisations, you can add a free listing onto the map.
Which is excellent. That is really, really good news. You were saying just before we went to air that there is some funding available. Who's it available to, Jade?
The Essex Alliance has been given a COVID recovery fund to give out to local voluntary and community organisations who are based in Essex. So if you are a registered charity or you're a CVSU, then you can apply to get a funding grant of up to £5,000 for a project which is helping to reduce COVID within the area. There is a little bit of criteria that we kind of cover for that, which is on our website, essexalliance.co.uk. Under the news section, there is the Essex Alliance funding, and you can find out more information on there if that's something that anyone was interested in applying for. The deadline for this is the 31st of March, but we're getting applications in thick and fast at the moment, so it's been very popular. At the moment, we have over 1,000 listings on there at the moment, which does cover the whole of the county. We're looking to get that up to really as high as possible. We want to make sure that we're covering all areas of the Essex County, making sure that they're populated, especially areas that are a bit more harder to access certain things for the public. So if it's more kind of country part of Essex, there are a lot of community groups there. However, there might not be as much activities or regular support by organisations. So it's good to have as much on there as possible.
How do you vet? We all like to know that the places that we are going to go to are vetted. Mm-hmm. So how do you do that?
So we'll have a very in-depth application form for people to fill in. And then we, when people link their websites and their social media, etc., to their listing, we will have a look at the page and read any reviews or any feedback that might be on that particular activity. We have lots of categories which we cover on the website, from animal care, children and families, emotional and mental health, dementia, community transport, volunteering, support groups. So there is a lot that's covered on the website. If you're unsure of exactly what you're looking for, you can click on a category like emotional and mental health, and then click on the area that you live in and look at what's around in your area. But if you're looking for something very specific, then we do have a search bar, which you can just type in your location or the group or activity you're looking for. And then it will come up under that search bar.
So again, a little shout out for Essex Map. Is it all the W's? EssexMap.co.uk. Lovely.
And EssexAlliance.co.uk.
Lovely. It's been great to talk to you, Jade. What are you going to be doing for this afternoon? Are you still going to be working away, or are you going to get a bit of sunshine, do you think?
Yes, yeah, I'd probably be working away, but I will go out for a walk this afternoon, definitely. Yeah,
very good. The sun. Yeah, good. Getting a little bit of sun. The vitamin D on the skin is always good.
Exactly.
Lovely to talk to you. Thank you very much for talking to us today.
Thank you for having me, Michelle.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. That is Jade Bolton, who is the coordinator at Essex Map. And as she said, go and have a look. All the W's, essexmap.co.uk.